Whoa. Once upon a time, there was a pie store. And that pie store was named Leroy's Pies. Leroy's Pies were the best darn pies you ever did taste. Everybody in the whole neighborhood. And the neighboring neighborhoods. And the neighbors of the neighbors in the neighborhoods. Nearby. They all loved Leroy's Pies. Talked about it all the time. Could not get enough of them their pies. They talked about it so much, and the buzz was so crazy that Leroy got a call from the newspaper in the big city. And they said, "We'd like to come down and taste your pies and write an article about you. We've heard such great things." Leroy said, "Sure, come on down on Saturday." And he hung up the phone. And Leroy knew this here was a turning point of his business. What are you doing?
I'm just watching it.
Leroy knew that from this moment on, as soon as they tasted his pies in the big city, he would have to pump out more and more and more pies, so many pies, he would become a millionaire selling his pies. So he was excited. This is his big break. So he went out to celebrate. And he had a big party.
Woo!
Right, everybody he knew.
Woo! Woo!
Come on.
Sorry.
But you always get obsessed watching those. Sound lines.
I'm watching the sound lines in my head now.
Okay. So you had a big party. Invited everybody. And they had a huge celebration. And our boy Leroy had a few too many drinks on this Friday night party. So much so that he slept in on Saturday. And that was when the newspaper reporter was coming to taste the pies, and the reporter to taste the pies, and then subsequently write about said pies. So, Leroy's daughter,
Latifah.
Lirelita?
Latifah.
Latifah?
Queen Latifah.
Leroy's daughter, Latifah, knew how important this Saturday was for Leroy and for her whole family. So she went in and said, "Wake up, Daddy, wake up. It's a big day." And Leroy said, "I'm tired." She said, "No, Daddy, wake up. You gotta wake up." And she couldn't get him to wake up. She panicked. She's like, "Oh my gosh, I gotta get down to the restaurant. I gotta make some pies." So she raced down to the restaurant.
How old is this kid?
She is 10 years old.
I do not talk like, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy."
Oh, you're not Latifah? You're not Latifah. That's how she do. That's how she do.
Daddy.
Anyways, so look, she Daddy. Raced down there, and she said, "I gotta do this." And she opened up the restaurant, and she looked at it. She looked at in the fridge, not a single pie. "What the heck? I gotta make pies?" Ah. She'd never made a pie before in her life. Leave it. Alright, what's the difference?
It feels good. What does that even mean? What's the difference?
I don't know. So she got some pie crusts.
Mama.
And she goes, "Okay, I gotta put some pie filler in these crusts." And so she started digging around through the cupboards. What did he put in the things? I don't know. She grabbed a bottle of ketchup.
Ew.
She grabbed a jar of jam. She grabbed a bag of coconut.
Ew.
And she grabbed a can of pineapple.
I was going to say pie filling.
And she threw it all in a blender. zipped it all up and then she put it in the pot. And then she put the pastry top on the pie.
Just as the reporter walked in.
So she slid in the oven. Oops. And sure enough, ding, 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 came the reporter. She went up to him and she said, "Hello, sir, nice to meet you. Come over here, have a seat." She did know how to wait tables. She'd been doing that for a while, helping out her dad.
I wish you worked in a pie shop so I could do that.
Oh, you can open your own pie shop.
I don't want to work in a pie shop.
You do?
No, I don't.
Why not? Pies are awesome.
I don't like pies. All I like is coconut cream. Mm-hmm. No, not coconut cream.
Didn't you poo-poo the coconut cream last night?
Not coconut cream. What is it?
Love writing.
Yes. You mean that,
Bill Granny, it's
your birthday. Baker. Okay, go! Go, Belson. It's your birthday. Go.
What happened? Okay, yeah.
Why do you want my hair?
Because I can't wait for this special pie. Okay. I'm sure it'll be good. She sat him down. She went to the oven. She's like, "Oh my gosh. I don't know." And she got a pie and sliced it, put it on a plate, gave it to him. Sat there biting her nails, so nervous.
And her nails are really long.
He said, "What kind of pie is this?" She said, "It's the special of the house." And he goes, "Oh, special pie." He took a bite. He goes, "Ooh, interesting. What a unique flavor profile." She goes, "Is that good?" "Darn right, it's good." Yum, 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 yum. Ate through the whole pie. Loved it. It's like, "Oh my
Daddy,
gosh.
Hurry up, look."
I was like, "Oh crap, I gotta go."
I know.
Okay, thanks, baby. Anyways, guess what? He loved the pie and told everybody, wrote the newspaper article.
And all the city people came.
And that became their most famous pie. He even offered all his other pies. And everybody ate them, but they all wanted this special pie. And guess who made that pie?
Queen Latifah.